It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
We're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at a new permanent limited edition expression, something like that, coming from Jim Beam called Hardin's Creek. So this is going to be an ongoing series of limited releases that showcase different depths of liquids that they have, blending expertise, so on and so forth. And they had two original releases when this first came out. They had Colonel James B. Beam, I think that's what it was, and then as well as a Jacob's Well. Now, I'll talk about Jacob's Well. We're not going to really review that one just because I think you would probably understand what it's going to be like, because it's a blend of a 15-year-old and 16-year-old traditional bourbons, and then it pays tribute, of course, to the distiller Jacob Beam that founded the well, and actually the well that he built back in 1795. So
that's a no-fail there.
Yeah, so I figured, what's the interesting one that we could do? And by the way, that's like $150 SRP. I said, well, what's the interesting one we can do? And that is the Colonel James B. Beam release. So here is some of the history of why they did this one. They said, the repeal of Prohibition ushered in a new age of opportunity, and Colonel James B. Beam was quick to seize the moment. Settling out to rebuild what he had lost upon it further, it took just 120 days for Colonel James B. Beam, also known as Jim Beam, to get the Clermont Distillery up and running. And in honor of the Colonel's legacy, this was now crafted. So Freddie Noe is inspired on the style of bourbon that the Colonel was making on day 121, featuring a low distillation proof for a fuller flavor, guaranteeing the rich and complexity of a younger whiskey stays intact. Now, here's the shocker about this one. So it's only 98 proof. However, it's, or sorry, 108 proof. It's a two-year whiskey, and it's priced at $80.
I like that proof. Wonder where they got that from.
No, I'm kidding.
108. Yeah. Somebody. That's incredible, though. 120 days. Like, you can't get anything done in 6 months in the bourbon industry now. But for him, the Colonel, to get a distillery up and running 120 days is, like, unfathomable.
That's
pretty cool. So I would make a bourbon after him.
I wonder if they had any, like, TTB holdups, like, back then. Be like, yeah, we got to wait for an inspector to come out and look at the land. And blah, blah, blah,
let's see if Freddie can out blend the two-year-old whiskey.
Yeah, so here we go. Two-year-old bourbon, should I say, 108 proof. Here we go.
I mean, there's some, I mean, obviously there's corn notes in there, but yeah. It's like a pleasant, you know, to me, a pleasant corn note is like cornbread, corn pudding. It's more on the sweeter corn.
I almost kind of like pictured it like kind of like walking through like a corn maze, like get the corn stalks and kind of like that.
I've never done those. I've been scared.
You ever gone through a corn maze before?
No.
Oh, well, put it this way. Google Maps has kind of ruined any kind of corn maze, because if you get lost, all you have to do is just Google Map yourself, pull yourself, and you can see the picture.
And your dot.
Of where you're at. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to figure those out nowadays. All right.
There's some nice sugary notes in there, some brown sugar. A slight hint of like Welch's white grape juice maybe in there, I kind of get. But yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what it tastes like. You'd fool me if you said this is a two-year bourbon.
Yeah, I really get it. Almost has like a sparkling wine taste to it, like a really rich Chardonnay or fruity, buttery Chardonnay is what it's bringing me back to. But it's like a lot of fruit characteristics, really sweet. It's not like, there's not a lot of depth, but there's a lot of bright, fruity notes that I'm liking.
Exactly. And of course, not a huge oak influence, but there is definitely, and honestly, for me, I'm kind of blown away. There is zero like youthy, grainy, musty, like that's none of that's there.
I mean, there's no earthy, like there's nothing off-putting about this distillate. It's
actually really good.
It's fantastic.
I guess there must be something about low distillation proof that They must be doing something right over there.
So, yeah.
Way to go, Freddie. But let's go ahead and let's review this. So on the nose, where you at?
I'm thumbs up. I liked it. I mean, it's got some great nose notes for a two-year-old whiskey.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I'm a big fan. Too. Yeah.
And the finish?
I'm going to go sideways. I mean, there's nothing bad. It's just, there's nothing, you know, it's just the front and mid palate's so great on this that I wish the finish was a little bit more, had a little bit more depth, but I get it. At 2 years old, you're not going to get that. So I'm going to give it sideways, but overall, really good.
Yeah. And there's not like a depth of complexity or anything like that. It's very much like, you're right, that front and mid palate really contains most of the flavor, and it's just a lot of those vibrant fruit notes.
Yep. Good job.
But that is going to be our review of Hardin's Creek James B. Beam, sorry, Colonel James B. Beam release. With that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.